This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Our next guest maker is
Alex Greenwich.
Alex Greenwich is the
independent member for Sydney.
Correct. He was a councillor. Is that correct?
I don't know, actually.
He was the convener of the Marriage Equality.
Yeah, Clover Moore Australia. Was the independent member for Sydney.
She was.
And when the New South Wales government, Liberals,
changed the law
to preclude you being Lord Mayor of Sydney and a member of Parliament, they wanted to have a three-leaf clover, not a four-leaf clover. Then she had to stand down from the seat, and Alex won it. So Alex and Clover are good friends. I don't know whether politically whether they're absolutely aligned.
They work together pretty closely.
They work together pretty closely, but then again, so do Scott Morrison and Peter Dutton, but they're not aligned, are they?
I think they may be, Macca.
So, yeah, he's standing in the New South Wales election today. I want to talk to him about, you know, what the feel out there is. And does he want to give a little prediction?
Well, not only that, he may actually be holding the balance of power.
Well, he might be because it's going to be a seat-by-seat battle.
If it's as close as they say it will be, he might find himself in the Trump position.
Well, perhaps not that position, but he might find himself in a position of
poor even more, choice of language.
Of even more influence, yeah. Don't be offensive. So, yes, that'll be we're just going to get Alex on the phone now.
I think we might put that to him. How would he feel about being in the Trump position?
Yes. So we actually have Alex on the phone. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Look, thanks for short notice. We just wanted to... we spoke with Penny Sharp earlier. Gladys was unavailable, apparently. But we wanted to speak with you because you've been on Joy many times. You're standing again, is this?
You're a member of our community. You're a friend of our community and a friend of our station. Alex, so great to have you back on board.
Well, glad to be with you. I'm currently in Darlinghurst at St John's Booth, where I was just joined by... and the Lord Mayor Clover and my husband. And this election in New South Wales is going to be really important for the future of our state. It's going to be a close election, and it's possible that neither party will win because neither party has provided a clear vision for New South Wales.
So we were saying, Alex, that you might find yourself in a very interesting position.
You said the Trump position.
Perhaps the Trump position, where you may get to hold the balance of power. How would that feel?
Well, I've made it very clear throughout this election campaign that my priorities, regardless of the outcome of this election, are action on climate change, improving housing affordability, ending homelessness and ending all discrimination against the LGBTI community. So regardless of the outcome of the election, regardless of who forms government, that is what I will be pursuing in the next parliament in any capacity that I can.
So what's the feel out there on the street, Alex? On the booths, it's always, you know, gives you a good indication of what people are thinking, and particularly, you know, for yourself, because you're standing, hopefully enough of them are going to vote for you.
Well, my husband Victor has told me that he's handing out lots of how-to-vote cards and people have been very positive, so that's a good sign. Another really encouraging thing this election is the amount of young people who are voting for the first time. During the Marriage Equality campaign, we ran a really focused campaign to get people on the roll. And this election in New South Wales will be the first time many of those will be voting. And we're seeing them turn up in great numbers at polling booths, people who don't want to be told what time they should go to bed, who want to see the state prepare for the future and take climate change seriously, and want to make sure that all laws treat their LGBTI friends with fairness and equality. So the feeling on the booth is really encouraging today.
So, Alex, the exit polls that I read this morning showed a 51-49% split between favouring Labor. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, this is an election campaign that is being fought in about 10 or 12 seats. Mm. So the statewide poll is really hard to gauge what the outcome will be in those seats. There's some very targeted campaigns in rural and regional areas and in some metropolitan areas. So it's going to be really hard to tell. If the government loses 6 seats, and we are in a minority government situation, the Labor Party needs to win 13 seats to win. And many people have said that that looks like it will be quite difficult. But we really can't judge the outcome of the election by the polls, because this is an election that has been fought in a handful of seats, not in every seat.
So you're a seasoned politician now. What do you think will be the result? What is your assessment?
Well, I don't believe either party will win. I believe the coalition will lose a number of seats. It's a question of how many. And I think that the electorate is sending a very clear sign today that they want better action on climate change. They want the New South Wales government, whoever it is, to address the homelessness crisis. And they want to make sure that we're progressing with a number of important social justice reforms, like ending discrimination against the LGBTI community, like embracing assisted dying, as Victoria has, and indeed, finally, removing abortion from the criminal code.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't understand, or perhaps don't know, Tass, that abortion is still on the criminal code in New South Wales.
Yes, yes. I think it was Tanya Plibersek who actually outed that story just a few weeks ago. Mm. As she announced a policy of theirs. Alex, we have had a number of comments from some of our listeners. Obviously, you have some fans here. One says that there needs to be an overhaul of archaic laws that retain some negative cultures in Sydney. Do you have a view about that?
Yeah, absolutely. As many people would know, I was one of the few MPs that opposed the lockout laws. And we need to really be embracing, not over-regulating, both our nighttime economy and our festival economy. You know, you guys are based in Melbourne, and it breaks my heart when people tell me they are flying to Melbourne to go out at night.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what I'm hearing is that people won't go to Sydney anymore because they're sick of being harassed by sniffer dogs and angry police as they enter venues.
We have some really, in this parliament, the coalition government has seriously increased police powers and, you know, sniffer dogs and strip searches have become commonplace at our festivals. And for me, that's a tragedy. People want to go to a festival and have a good time and a safe time. And people are saying to me that just for going and seeing their favourite band, they think that they've committed a crime and that's not good enough.
Well, I was on a train, Alex, quite recently from Sydney Airport to the city, middle of the day, and at one of the stations the police got on with sniffer dogs.
Yeah, wow.
1 p.m. in the afternoon, a weekday.
Yeah, that's pretty poor. Alex, one of our listeners wants to know whether you are planning on running federally.
I am not.
He has to win this one first.
My role in New South Wales Parliament. The time I spent during the marriage equality campaign in Canberra left me with the impression that I really don't want to go back there anytime soon.
Yeah.
And speaking of Canberra, do you think that what's happening in Canberra has in any way impacted or affected the electorate's view of the Liberal Party?
Look, it will be a factor. I'm not sure if it will be a defining factor, but I think it certainly will be a factor.
So you think it's a local issues that will really make the difference?
Local and state issues are always really important in state elections. But, you know, people will also be voting in response to the tone that the Prime Minister is setting. And I know people across New South Wales are concerned with that tone.
Yeah, sure. Alex, we've run out of time. Really appreciate
yes,
you taking
you.
A bit of time out of the...
No worries. I have a democracy sausage waiting for me now. So it's always good to talk to you all.
Best wishes with the election. We offer that to all candidates. We attempt to be non-partisan and non-aligned, but we know that you are a strong advocate of our community and a member of our community.
So thank you
and best wishes with the election.
Thank you.
Cheers. And should you find yourself in that Trump position, we'd like to speak with you again next week.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. That was Alex Greenwich, independent member for Sydney, up for re-election today in the New South Wales election.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.